standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it's good to have so many of you with us today as we celebrate our parish feast day. We take a break from ordinary time, at least in our parish, to honor our Blessed Mother under the title of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And we welcome all those watching at home as well. But the origins of the icon that you're used to seeing here and that's on our beautiful vestments we have the great honor to wear today, it has some origins that are not really known for sure, but it certainly has a colorful history. For many years, it was thought that St. Luke himself may have created the icon, but it seems there's no proof of its existence until the late Middle Ages. And because of the Byzantine style and the Greek lettering, most scholars now believe it was created by the Eastern Church. The icon shows the child Jesus fleeing into his mother's protective arms as the archangels Michael and Gabriel show him the instruments of his torture and crucifixion. And the Greek letters spell out the first letters of Mary and Jesus. It seems the icon arrived in Rome in the early 15th century after a merchant had heard about a miraculous image on the island of Crete. He went to the island and stole the image. He brought it back to Rome, but shortly after arriving, he fell ill. As he lay dying, he asked a friend to place the icon in a church, perhaps hoping that it might cure him. But the friend took the icon home, and his wife thought it was so beautiful, she wanted to keep it, and she hung it in her bedroom. Apparently, Our Lady didn't care for this arrangement and several times appeared to the man and asked him to return her image to a church. But that never happened, probably because his wife wouldn't let him. But Our Lady didn't give up, as she never does. She then appeared to the man's daughter and asked that her image be enshrined between the two very large churches in Rome of St. Mary Major and St. John Lateran. The daughter begged her father repeatedly to allow this, and eventually he relented. In 1499, the icon was placed in the much smaller St. Matthew's Church. And for over 300 years, thousands of pilgrims came to that church to venerate the miraculous image. But in 1798, Napoleon's army invaded and destroyed the church, and the image disappeared for the next 60 years. In 1855, the Order of Redemptionists came to Rome, and they were given the property on which St. Matthew's once stood. They planned to build a new church in honor of their founder, St. Alphonsus Liguori. One of the Redemptionist priests remembered that as a young boy, he had been told of the miraculous image that had once been enshrined in the old church, and that the image had been hidden in the Augustinian monastery near Rome. And after much searching, the icon was indeed located there, and the Pope ordered that it must be returned to the spot that the Blessed Virgin had requested. And the Pope also commissioned the Redemptionist Order to spread devotion to Our Lady of Perpetual Help throughout the world. And they did a good job of that, as they continue to do. The image was moved back to the new church there of St. Alphonsus and remains there yet today. I know many of you have traveled to Rome, and some of you have had the great honor of saying Mass there in that small church in front of that original icon, as have I. But today, Our Lady of Perpetual Help is the most popular name for our Blessed Mother the world over. And in 1950, on a piece of farmland where corn had grown and cows had roamed, a new church was dedicated to Our Lady of Perpetual Help in New Albany, Indiana. And our parish here came to life. While most of us gathered here were yet to even be created, a few of our founding members are still among us, and we owe them a great deal of gratitude for their faith and dedication to God's church and to grow this parish over these last 70 years. Several generations have been formed by our school and our parish life, and thousands have gone forth to make a difference in our world. Our Lady has watched over and guided our parish community every step of the way, and she continues to do just that, even in these difficult times we encounter today. And like many of your families, my own family has been nurtured, molded, and formed by the people, prayers, and liturgies here at our parish. My parents were founding members. I attended school here, as did my brothers and sisters, as well as all of my own three children. All of us received our sacraments of initiation here. My daughters were all married right here at this altar, and my grandchildren were baptized here as well. And just over 8 years ago, when I was ordained, I gave my first homily standing right here at this ambo. And a few years after that, I had the sad but great honor of preaching at my own mother's funeral. So like many of you, I have many beautiful memories of my life within this loving parish of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. But today, as we celebrate our parish feast day, I suggest that maybe we each should slow down, take time to recall what a blessing this parish has been to so many through the years. Take time to thank God and His Blessed Mother for the gift of faith nurtured here, nurtured by holy people in parishes, in our parish, and in parishes like ours the world over. Today, try to slow down, let go of the anxiety and stress brought on by the current situations in the world. The pandemic, unrest, violence, politics of hate and division. For as we know, the evil one uses such things to separate us from each other and to separate us from our loving Father. But our Heavenly Father, as He often does, finds a way to turn the tables on the devil. He sometimes uses Satan's painful and difficult circumstances to get our attention. C.S. Lewis once said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciousness, but He shouts in our pain. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world." Well, today, God is shouting at us. He wants us to listen, and then turn to Him. He wants us to realize that as His children, that we are simply called to love each other, to love everyone, without limits. When you look closely at our icon, you notice that Mary is not looking at the toddler Jesus in her arms. She's looking outward. She's looking out at each of us. And she is inviting us into her embrace as well. So just as the toddler Jesus ran into His mother's arms when frightened by the future, so should we run to Our Lady of Perpetual Help when faced with fear and uncertainty. And in this difficult time, more than ever, we should turn to our Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. She shows us how to truly love as she intercedes with her Son for all who are affected by these painful situations. We know that Mary was the first person to consecrate herself to Jesus, the first to offer her whole heart and being to do His will, to set His beautiful plan for our salvation in motion. So today, we need to ask Our Lady to give us that same faith, that same courage, that same ability to love completely without reservation, the strength to always follow her Son, to seek His holiness, and His heavenly kingdom. You know, as I stand before you now, it's pretty easy for me to look out and say, "I love you all." And I do. I deeply love my parish family. But I have to also admit, right now you guys are pretty easy to love, sitting here and looking so holy, even hiding behind those masks. But there's so many times that I fail to love, that we fail to love as Jesus does. Our sins of selfishness, prejudice, and pride so often limit our abilities to love. And it is in those times we must turn to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And so we pray to our Blessed Mother that in this time of struggle we come to You, our sure sign of hope and comfort. We thank You for watching over our parish family for this past 70 years. We ask You to intercede for the needs of our country. We pray that every desire for good may be blessed and strengthened, that faith may be revived and nourished, hope sustained and enlightened. And may the love within us be awakened and then shared with all people. And as we run to be embraced by the arms of our Mother, we humbly implore Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us.